This is Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. The president of the original Montana Club Cooperative Association stated Friday that they have signed a contract with a farmer, software entrepreneur, and Cardwell businessman, Ajit Paul Panu, to buy the entire Montana Club operations for $1.3 million. This is a new lease on life for the Montana Club, a new era, according to club president Charles Robison. This afternoon at 4, the Helena Express Singers will celebrate their 50th anniversary at Heelan Middle School, along with special guest Barb LaLand, has been a member for 40 years herself.
We don't just stand there and look at our music and sing like a choir would do. We almost always never have our music. We memorize everything, and we try to bring the audience into the performance.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Kalispell city officials announced one of the municipality's 11 drinking water wells contains amounts of forever chemicals, man-made compounds that are linked to serious health risk. Following drinking water samples that were collected last month in Kalispell, four wells showed detectable levels of PFAS, with the Grandview No. 2 source at the northern end of the city near Flathead Valley Community College containing two compounds surpassing the maximum contaminant levels. The Bozeman City Commission appointed an interim city manager. The city chose Chuck Wynn, who has been the acting city manager. His appointment will become effective April 24th after the commission's confirmation April 23rd. Bozeman Mayor Terry Cunningham said Wynn has excelled at each assignment over his 30-plus year career. The Bozeman City Commission is confident he has the skills and talent to excel at the position. I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.